your personal library growing. With what you see, you know, when teams throw something at you, you can rely on, you know, hey, I have seen this in the first five games or four games here.
Yeah, for sure. Just keep going back. The more snaps, the more reps you take, I think the better you get and the better I get. So, yeah, just go back to the library. You just start to see patterns and what they're throwing at you and what you've seen before. So it all helps. The more reps, the better.
I think every week you've had different receivers outside you. What types of challenges has that been for you in terms of practice?
Just rhythm and timing, being on the same page with all the guys. So it's been a challenge, but we've also overcome it sometimes, and other times it's hurt us. So I think we finally figured that room out and who brings what to the table, and we just continue to get better and grow as a group, and we will. So I like what I'm seeing, and we just need to continue to develop that rhythm and timing and keep building the chemistry.
What did you like about Dontrell Inman, and how does his veteran leadership help, and what does he bring to the table?
Yeah, he's really smart, and he's ball savvy. He runs really good routes, and he catches the ball. So he was getting open for us, creating separation, and this makes it easier on me when the receiver's open. So he did a good job, and he caught the ball when he came his way. So it was good to see.
We were talking to Dow about some of the penalties from the game the other day, and he was specifically talking about the formational stuff. I'm just curious, from your standpoint as a quarterback, is there anything you can do, you know, at the line? Are you able to recognize something, slow people down? Is there anything you can do to help get out of those situations?
Yeah, for sure. Just awareness all the way around. Just being locked into the situation and play at all times, getting my guys locked in. Because it really starts and stops with me. I got to make sure everyone's in the right spot. Everyone's got to be locked in the huddle so nobody's missing a call or anything. And at the line of scrimmage, I got to be directing traffic. So that's been a focus from after the game and in practice this week, and I'm going to take care of that.
Mitch, how much of the sacks have been taken to avoid a risky throw? I mean, the focus on ball security, you've certainly adjusted to.
Ball security is very important, and so I'm just trying to take care of the football, but at the same time, you want to stay aggressive, and yeah, you could say the sacks are a result of that. I think the O-line has been playing their butt off, and they've done a really good job in protection, so the sacks are more so me holding onto the football than breakdown and protection, so they've been doing an awesome job, and I just need to continue to go through my progressions, get the ball out, and find the checkdowns, and the more and more I play within the offense, I think you'll see growth in me getting the checkdowns and getting the ball in my hands, so yeah, it's just where I need to take another step.
How about the change in thinking from when you were at North Carolina?
I'm sorry?
Has your thinking changed as a quarterback since college?
Not really. I would just say, I mean, I knew this is a new offense. So I was in North Carolina's offense for 4 years, knew it like the back of my hand, could probably throw a check down without even looking. We're playing new plays every week now, so it's a little bit different. So I'm just in my development, I'll have to memorize where everything's at, and I'm getting better with that each week, and some plays are better than others, just going through your progression and what I'm comfortable with. So I just need to continue to keep doing that, and I'll get better with it, and I'll get the ball in my hands, and it'll get better.
How hard is it to balance that natural aggressiveness you want to take shots with what from looks like they're being pretty conservative with the way they're approaching the game plan?
I wouldn't say it's hard at all. You just take what the defense gives you. I was taught that at a very young age. You're not going to throw a deep ball when they're playing soft coverage, and you're not going to force a check down when you have an open receiver downfield. So it's finding the happy medium, playing within the offense, playing within your timing, and just taking what the defense gives you. So whatever you see out there, just trust your eyes and your feet, and that's what I've been doing, and just continuing to get to the check down and stay aggressive and taking the shots downfield as well.
What do you feel is that
Dow called Tariq your most explosive playmaker? I think a lot of people were surprised he was on the field for 13 snaps, not touches, but just the snap count. Were you surprised at that? And how much do you need him out there more?
I don't keep track of that. But, yeah, he's a dynamic playmaker. That's pretty obvious. So, yeah, we just need to find ways to get him the ball. And I know we will. That's an emphasis for us. And can use him as a decoy as well because teams are double-teaming him. And they're changing their personnel based on when he's out there. As opposed to when Jordan or Benny is out there. So we can use him a receiver, getting out of the backfield, get him more involved. But I really didn't even notice that. But, yeah, we need to get our playmakers the ball however way possible and stretch the field and just be dynamic in our offense.
What do you feel has been your biggest area of improvement?
I would say probably just mastering this offense 1 week at a time, just trying to get better each day and each week, continue to grow as a leader, earning the trust of my teammates in the huddle, in the locker room, and just being the ultimate teammate and just continue to get better each week, and overcome mistakes, film study, learning about different defenses, the different coordinators we've gone against, and just continue to get better each week, and how I prepare and how I go about my business each week.
Last week, I apologize if you addressed this, but Josh Sitton told Packer reporters, told a story about you breaking the huddle and you calling everybody back to the huddle, the offensive linemen, because they didn't break the huddle until you break the huddle. And he used it as a sign to show your leadership and how you weren't afraid to assert your leadership even as a rookie. Do you recall that episode? And also, have you been more comfortable in the 5 games since you started being more of a leader?
Yeah, for sure. The quarterback position is a role of leadership, and I feel just who I am as a person as well. I bring different types of leadership to the table. So when I'm in the huddle, it is my huddle, and I mean that's how it needs to operate. And I mean that's how we need to be more efficient. So like I was talking about before, it starts and stops with me and the operation. I just need to direct traffic, get everyone lined up in and out of the huddle, make sure everything's crisp, so that everyone's on the same page. And I'm going to continue to do that. But the most important thing for me right away was to earn the trust of my teammates and to show them how much I care, so that I could earn their respect and that when I say something in the huddle that it holds weight, and I think it has gotten to that point.
Mitch, what do you have to be mindful of against that line
secondary? Everything. They got playmakers in the back end, and they're smart. They'll trap you, and they'll do different things to create turnovers. So yeah, we just gotta play within ourselves, execute the offense, get the ball to our playmakers, and check down, go through our progressions, and start the run game. We gotta get the run game back up and going to open up the play pass. But yeah, they got some good DBs and good defense, so we got a great challenge this week.
Remember that story that
Sid
was
telling?
Yeah, I remember.
How
did the O-line react at the time?
I don't want to talk about it no more.
Anything else?
You're close with Dad. Last question. You're close with Dad because we finally got...
I'm close with all my teammates, yeah.
You guys grew up together.
We did.
Get him going and established. What did you learn about what he did?
Yeah, Adam brings a lot of stuff to the table. We got a lot of playmakers on offense. So, yeah, we got to get everyone the ball different ways. So, Adam's got to touch the ball more. Tariq's got to touch the ball more. Jordan's got to touch the ball more. Kendall, Josh, Dontrell. So, we just need to find ways to spread it out, staying balanced in the run and the pass, keep deceiving the defense, and play with better tempo and operation. And I think if we could do that, then everybody will get more touches. And Adam brings a lot to the table as far as pass catching and blocking. He's done a great job. And we just... if everyone does their job, then everyone will get rewarded, and that's what we're trying to do.
All right, thanks, everybody.
Thanks, guys.